I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Her Bravo opinions are always strong, and she recently told the world that we all pronounce her name wrong. Oops, it's Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Teigen now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Hey everybody, hey party crew. Hey, party crew. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, pointing a lot, wishing you a happy 420. And if the munchies are kicking in right now, you're in a safe place, because this show is always a treat when I'm joined by the mastermind behind cravings. Please welcome our friend and beloved Bravo superfan, Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy, am I calling you Teigen or Teigen? I don't even know at this point.
Honestly, I go Teigen.
Okay.
The real name kills me now. Go
okay.
Teigen.
Chrissy is joining us from the Maldives tonight. Wow. You're on vacation with the crew?
I've taken it international.
I feel like you're a below deck yachty and you're like on another boat right now.
Oh my gosh, I wish. Are you kidding? I'm obsessed with sailing yacht. I'm obsessed with below deck in general.
I know,
I love it. This, God, and they always know one person. Every time I'm on a boat, they're like, they know one person from below deck, and I'm just like,
I know, yes. So Chrissy, Sonia Morgan tweeted a question for you. She wants to know, how does it feel to be the great woman behind the legend? She said, I already know the answer, but people will want to know. Hashtag very cool.
Hashtag very cool.
There you go.
Oh my God, Sonia. First of all, John and I love you. That is amazing. It takes a great woman to back an okay man. So I'm just happy to be up for the task.
And what is John doing right now? Is he like in your room sleeping or?
He is actually in our room sleeping now. I came down to the kind of main congregation area.
Right.
And it's my daughter's 5th birthday. So we just celebrated by watching a movie and now I'm here.
Great. Well, Chrissy, when you're not posing for magazine covers, you're preparing to cover all the issues facing the housewives. So I want to get your hot takes on all the Bravo headlines. Here we go. In Atlanta, in your opinion, what was the most titillating moment of Cynthia's dungeon-themed bachelorette party?
Okay, Bolo. Like anything Bolo, I looked up Bolo videos after, and I am honestly blown away.
There you go. In New Jersey, did Jackie cross a line with her ill-fated analogy, or did Teresa overreact?
Oh, I mean, I think Jackie always, she goes for the jugular. I don't think it was too much personally.
Okay, Beverly Hills, what are you most looking forward to in the new season?
Eric and Shane addressing the allegations, we'll call it.
Summer House, Hannah and Dez's excessive PDA and hooking up all over the house. Cute or cringy?
I love PDA. I don't like it if it's done to irritate somebody else. And I feel like it's being done to irritate somebody else. But I am down for a little, like, I don't know. You know I'm down for it. I'm down for PDA. I'm down for whatever.
I love it that
DA.
You say, I love PDA. I mean, you do love PDA, it turns out.
I do. I'm like...
Below Deck Sailing Yacht, whose side are you on amid their continued tension, Daisy or Natasha?
I feel like Natasha makes a lot of mistakes. The pita bread really got me. It was clear there wasn't enough pita bread for everybody. And also, you can't serve, honestly, they were tough diners to begin with. You cannot serve people one meal first and then they're done by the time the last person gets their meal. That would be frustrating. And that would be something that I personally wouldn't want to complain about because it sounds so bitchy. But they're also paying so much.
Yes,
so
very you, true. No, they expect
you can't
the best.
Do that. But exactly. But they need a sous chef on these people. I can't believe they don't have a sous chef.
In Beverly Hills, how do you think Kyle and Kathy's relationship will fare with Kathy joining the show?
I think they both have probably previously talked about being on there and that they're going to just have to not play it up for the cameras, but they're going to have to be real and they're going to have to not take each other's crap personally. I think they're at that stage in life where they can be honest about that kind of stuff.
All right. Thank you, Chrissy. Now, if there's a match made in heaven, it is Chrissy and her husband, John Legend, just like Sonia Morgan said.
God.
But I'm about to present her with a few matchups that'll put her in her own personal hell. It's time to make Chrissy's choice. Chrissy, I'll present you with Bravo pairs. Pick your favorite from each. Who's your top Tom? Tom Sandoval or Tom Schwartz?
Oh, Tom Schwartz.
Who is the ultimate shade queen? Portia Williams or Kenya Moore?
Oh, Shade Queen, Kenya.
With which roomie would you prefer to bunk? Lindsay Hubbard or Hannah Berner?
Lindsay. I love Lindsay.
Which rookie gave you more life? Leah McSweeney or Drew Sidora?
Leah.
Whose Rodeo Drive style reigns supreme? Erica Jane or Dorit Kemsley?
Oh, crap. I find myself having a lot of the same clothing as Dorit. I'm going to say
right.
Dorit.
Well, then we got to say Dorit. Which Potomac wife is the true grand dame? Karen Huger or Giselle Bryant?
Karen.
Which lover boy do you prefer, Kyle Cook or Carl Radke?
Kyle! I love Kyle.
Which captain would you prefer to steer you through stormy seas, Captain Lee or Captain Sandy?
I don't know why this is so easy for me, and I don't know. I don't love anything as much as I love this game. Captain Lee.
Okay, last up, which house husband gives you the stronger tingles, Mauricio or Joe Gorga?
Mauricio.
Thank you, Chrissy Teigen. Now, Chrissy, when you stepped away from Twitter, you made a choice that was right for you, but definitely made the internet less interesting for the rest of us. Tonight, I want to offer you the chance to fire off a few Bravo missives that would have fired up the trolls. Anyway, it's time for That's My Unpopular Opinion. Chrissy, I understand you have three controversial Bravo perspectives to share. Please indulge us. Number one.
I do. Okay. Here's... Wait, hold on. Let me look them up. Okay. First of all, I personally think it's okay to text members of the opposite sex after 9 o'clock.
I do too.
I think that's
okay. I'm with you. Okay.
Right?
See that? That's a tweet we would have missed from Chrissy. Okay. Give us another hot take, Chrissy.
Okay. I don't know if this is a hot take or I feel like this is a diss in disguise, But I think Jax is going to be a wonderful father. I really do.
I think that is a hot take, but I think, yeah, okay, but I think it's real.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think, listen, he had a great relationship with his father, and I think dads, when they have a little girl, I think there's something about it that just makes, wait, did they have a little girl?
They had a little boy. Yeah. Okay, what's your third hot take?
Jax did not get what he deserved. Oh, baby Cruz, that's right. My third hot take, I do think it was time for Lisa Vanderpump to leave the show. I do.
Wow, to leave Beverly Hills.
I do, yeah. I think she had outgrown her time, and the specific women that she would be on there with, I think she had surpassed her time with them.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Chrissy Teigen. Those are hot takes. By the way, I know you're working with Fertility Out Loud, which is really important to you. I think I have a hunch why, but tell me.
It's just, honestly, I feel like before I started talking about our fertility journey / infertility journey, I feel like it wasn't very talked about within my circle of friends. But the more I talked about it, the more it spiraled and the more it snowballed, and people started talking about it. And I think for me, it's just been really important because people have seen the high highs of our journey and the lowest of lows with our journey. And it's important for people to see all aspects of it. And so I'm happy to be a part of it. I encourage people to go to fertilityoutloud.com to be able to read an open letter from me and to get all the resources they need on their fertility journeys.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're doing that. Let's go to the virtual audience. Brianna has a question for Chrissy.
So we've got a multi-part question here. First is, what is the status of John's relationship with Kanye right now?
And have they been in touch since the news of the divorce with Kim broke? And how is Kim doing?
I will say I have definitely been in touch with Kim more than John has been in touch with Kanye. If anyone knows Kanye, it's that he goes off the grid. It's hard to ever contact Kanye. Kim is doing okay. I know Kim gave her all for everything, and it's honestly a shame that it didn't work out, because I saw them being a forever relationship. I really did, but I know she tried her best.
All right, thank you, virtual audience. Now, obviously, we love having Chrissy here as a party of one, but she's the consummate entertainer, so I want to see how she handles some surprise pop-in guests. It's time to play Who Gon' Guess Me, Boo? Chrissy, three mystery housewives are going to appear on screen all at the same time. I'm going to put 90 seconds on the clock. You're going to ask them yes or no questions to help identify them. They will answer with thumbs up and thumbs down. When you think you know who one of them is, guess. The clock will stop every time you get one right and keep ticking when you start guessing the next one. So it's just yes or no questions, and it's going to help you reveal who all three of these women are. So go.
Oh my God, I'm honestly going to throw up. I'm so excited. Okay, first in the red.
You can ask them all at once.
Who's on the East Coast? Okay. Who's blonde? Are you blonde?
Oh, they're all blonde.
Okay, everyone's blonde.
Oh, kind of on the left.
Two left are the West Coast and the East Coast. Oh my God.
Start guessing cities. Just say, or anyone from New York.
Is anyone Beverly Hills?
Oh, one from Beverly Hills. Lady three.
Okay. Do you own a store?
Yes, she does.
Oh my God, okay.
Beverly Hills owns a store. Who?
Are you Kyle?
No.
No. Are you Sutton? You're Sutton.
Okay, stop the clock. We've got Sutton. Okay, there's one. Okay, hi, Sutton. Great to see you.
Hi.
Okay,
oh my God.
So now, Chrissy, you've got two East Coasters on the left. Start guessing cities is my guess that you should do.
Okay. Are you New York?
Okay, there's one from New York on the left.
Are you considered a badass, a loudmouth?
They all.
Yes. It's Leah.
It's Leah. Very good. Oh my God! Very exciting. Hi, Leah.
Your hair.
Hi.
Your hair. Okay. Middle. Okay. Are you Potomac?
Yes. Guess. Reveal yourself, Potomac. She's the grand dame of Potomac, everybody. Karen Huger. Wow. This is a lineup. Oh my God. Well, ladies, I'm so excited the three of you are here. Not as excited as Chrissy. And now that you're syncing up with your favorite housewives, I want to see if you sync up on opinions. We're going to do a round of 1-2, agree or disagree. I'm going to read off statements. I'm going to count down 1-2, agree or disagree. You will all hold up your signs to weigh in simultaneously. Here we go. Number one, sheer bucket hats are chic. 1-2, agree or disagree? Oh, Sutton is a no. And Chrissy is a no. Wow, hot takes.
It's that West Coast.
It's not personal. I love your beautiful sign, by the way. Okay, number two, Marlo is incorrect and Bolo's Chanel outfit was not a fake. 1-2, agree or disagree? Bolo's outfit was real. Agree or disagree?
I saw it.
Wow, you think it was real. Okay, you all think it was real.
I saw it. You guys didn't watch it? You have to watch
the
it.
The outfit, his Chanel outfit.
Oh, that's fake. I thought you meant his pee-pee.
Not his dick. Oh. The Chanel outfit. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's for sure fake.
Okay, all right.
That's fake, but
okay.
Not, but
okay, number three. Dolores and Frank Catania are meant to be. 1-2, agree or disagree? Agree, 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 agree. Okay, number four. Sutton Strack is more fashionable than Dorit and Erica. 1-2, agree or disagree? Agree from Leah, agree from Sutton. Chrissy, speak your truth. Karen Huger.
She's right here.
It's okay. It's all right.
I said I had all the same thoughts to me.
Karen Huger speaking her truth and Chrissy Teigen. That's okay. Number five, no matter how solid the relationship seems, no housewife's marriage will ever survive after an on-camera vow renewal. Listen up, Karen Huger. 1-2, agree or disagree? Karen disagrees. That could be a preview. They're agreeing, and Chrissy disagrees.
It's not about the vow renewal.
Okay.
It's not about the vow renewal.
Okay.
It's about the relationship, the commitment.
There you go. Number six. I believe Karen's ND jumpsuit is real. 1-2, agree or disagree? You are okay. Sutton's in the middle there. Very good. Okay. Number seven. Ramona Singer is the rudest housewife of all time. 1-2, agree or disagree?
Oh, no. Wait. Not when Kelly Dodd exists.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good point. Okay. I lose respect for a housewife when she starts dining out on her own catchphrases. 1-2, agree or disagree?
I don't get it.
When housewives do their own catchphrases, you lose respect.
Like, people come to me all the time, they just don't find me. I'm gonna have to say I disagree. It's hers, it's original.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. All right. Number nine, older housewives are threatened when younger women join the group. 1-2, agree or disagree?
Disagree, baby. I got a lot to teach.
Last up.
I hate new people. It's not about younger. I just hate anyone new.
Okay, last up. The Potomac Wives are the most fashionable housewives franchise. One, two, agree or disagree. Oh my God, Huger disagrees. They all disagree. Karen Huger, who do you think is the most fashionable?
I think Beverly Hills does a great job. Honestly.
You know what? I love Karen Huger's
honesty. But I'm
honesty.
Fly as hell on the Potomac. I lead the pack. But the girls are coming back, so stay tuned.
Leah McSweeney and Sutton Strack, we are so excited about your new seasons. We are salivating. Chrissy, are you excited?
I am, honestly. I feel like it's been so long, so I'm very excited.
Chrissy, of all of your cravings, I know that the ones you have the most are for the return of certain former housewives. So it's time for Bring Back That Wife. We're going to end the show by putting 20 seconds on the clock. Make your case for the housewife who you believe should return to the franchise. Your time starts now.
Okay, I don't know if anyone has said this person before, but I have seen the follow-ups on their live, and I personally would love for Alex McCord to come back. I think she was so, so funny. I need to see the evolution of Francois. I need to know. I don't know if she wants to come back. I'm sure she does. But I know they live in Australia now, and but please come back. Andy, please.
I love that. I would love it. I think she wants nothing to do with it at this point. I want to thank Chrissy for being here.
Like, for a secret? Oh.
Chrissy's going to join me on the after show right now. We'll see you tomorrow night, everybody.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Back with Chrissy Teigen on the after show. That was a fun surprise, wasn't it?
I honestly, I don't know. I get so excited. I saw Mauricio at like Il Pastile the other day, and I lost my mind.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Like still very excited to see everybody.
Okay, we have a lot of viewer questions for you. Well, before we get to them, I'm wondering, one of my favorite things that happened with you on Twitter was actually not that long ago, and that is that Judge Jeanine posted a picture of herself in the Hamptons, and there was an image of you topless on her cell phone in front of her in the picture. Did we ever figure out why that happened? Like, why she was looking at a picture of you topless?
No, and that's why I love it so much. I often love things with, like, zero context and zero explanation. And I think that it made me so happy that it was just because we have mutual friends.
You and Judge Jeanine?
I heard that, yes. And it made, honestly, I was thrilled. So happy.
That is really funny. Carly B said, since you've defended Meghan Markle in the press a few times recently, have the two of you been able to personally connect now that she lives in California? I totally ship that future friendship.
She's been so kind to me ever since we connected. She had written me about baby Jack and loss, but she is really wonderful and so kind and just as kind as everyone says she is, and that's why you look at everything and you're like, my God, what is absolutely wrong with people that where they have to make this person out to be so malicious or so crazy, when it's just as simple as them being as kind as everybody says they are. So, yeah, she's a really wonderful person.
That's great. Did you speak to her after the Oprah interview, the big Oprah interview?
Oh, yes.
I mean, how lucky are you that you have a way to get to her and you could call her and be like, girl, we need to talk about that interview.
I mean, I think when I ended up watching it, it was like, holy shit, like this is big. But I had also like, I waited a long time to watch it. And so I'd already heard so much about it by the time that I got to it. But yeah, it is, I mean, very eye opening.
Did she give you very extra tea when you talked to her?
Extra tea? No, I think she's been very, honestly, no. She's been very open about what she's been open with. And I think, honestly, her truth has been her truth since the very beginning. So I didn't get any extra.
Danny Pellegrino tweeted, since you said last season of Housewives of Orange County got too mean, what would you like to see happen next season, or who would you like to see back?
Oh, God. First of all, Danny Pellegrino is so funny. His Jessica, like his Instagram makes me so, so happy. It's right, guys? It's
so funny.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that Orange County got really, really dark and not in a happy way. It made me feel like uncomfortable and weird. To see like people going through like a sobriety journey,
yes,
and to see like people tear it down and then like, I don't know.
It was a lot. It felt rough. It didn't feel fun.
Like with Tamra and Vicky, like the fights always felt very like juvenile and silly. But these felt really dark and like embedded in the core. It felt weird.
Yeah. Well, we're working on it. We're working on it. Chrissy.
I'm telling you, I'll take it. If I have to move to OC, I will take it.
There you go. Now this is the kind of this is the dedication I was looking for. Mallory has a question too. Go ahead, Mallory.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Chrissy. Fellow Sagittarius here. So love that. My question for Chrissy is going to be, what is the craziest thing that went down at that Hulu shoot that you hosted to promote reality TV with all those Bravo stars?
And I will say, like, all the Atlanta girls were so cool. I was so surprised because they ended up being the coolest. And this happened that way when I hosted this ill-fated talk show with Tyra Banks, and it was all this was always the case. It was the people that were the least famous had the biggest attitudes, like, and so the least famous of the franchises were the most attitude-y, I found.
That's what always happens. Sarah B. texted and said, your openness and honesty on social media is always so refreshing. What did you feel about the recent Kardashian news about the unfiltered and beautiful picture of Khloe?
I know, that was so crazy.
God, honestly, I went like a million different ways in it, and I actually ended up talking about it in therapy, oddly enough, because like of my own body insecurity issues and what celebrities have done to people in distorting their image of what a real human body looks like. And you get frustrated because I look at Khloe and of course I'm like, you're so beautiful, you're so strong, like, and the change that she's made to her body, she's so proud of, and everybody's so proud of, and you want someone to be like, fuck yes, like this is my body, in any light. And so like at the same time, I'm like, my God, like anyone's able to say and have any kind of portrayal of their body that they want the people to see. If she didn't want that photo to be out, she didn't want that photo to be out, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
I think there can be two truths, and I think the internet often forgets that there's two truths in things. They can't possibly believe that someone would not want this photo out, but also be proud of that photo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that if something like that had happened to me, like, I would want people to know that, like, this is a strong, powerful photo of myself, and I'm proud of it. So, yeah, it's just, I have, like, body image issues that, like, it'll go down in history the negative things I have thought of myself when I should have thought of myself.
That's
powerful. So
that's so upsetting to hear.
I know, but it's what we've done to ourselves, though. And it's like, it's just something that, like, I try to work through every day. And it's the industry that I've been in for so long.
Yeah.
And so all you can do is hope for other people to not have to go through this. So I'm willing to go through this bullshit and to show off my body in any way I can for other people to feel better about theirs.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what.
We feel you.
I will tell you this. Your food, changing gears, on Instagram looks, it is so incredible, the food that you cook and post. I love, and I'm like, I'm not a foodie. I just follow you on Instagram, and I go crazy every time you're cooking on Instagram with your
mom.
That's
why the balance is so hard. The balance of everything, loving food so much, but thinking about it so much, and also caring about your body. Like, the cycle of it is torturous and it's insane. And I do not know how I would do it without therapy.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I often, I'm like, Padma, tell me how you do this.
Right.
Because this love for it is hard.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we are going to leave it there. Chrissy Teigen, we love you so much. For more information about Fertility Out Loud, you can go to fertilityoutloud.com. Thank you for hanging out with us from the Maldives.
Thank you.
John my love tonight. Give him a little help when you get in bed tonight. Lots of love. We'll see you next time, Chrissy, hopefully in person. For more, click around bravotv.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.